Wiley Publishing, in association with Imagine That Studios and Binary Studios, presents.
Do a podcast?
Do you want to do a podcast, Serena?
Okay.
Okay.
Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. Going above and beyond, Podcasting for Dummies, with your hosts, T. Morris and Chuck Tomasi.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. I am one of your hosts. I'm T. Morris.
And I'm Chuck Tomasi.
He's the other host. He's the other guy that wrote the book. And it's me and Chuck, and it's our book, Podcasting for Dummies. But we're going to do a little bit of cross-promotion, but also talk about how it ties back to podcasting. I'm currently working on a brand new project. I just signed the contract. Well, at the time of this recording, I just signed the contract. I'm about to turn in the first 25% and then some of Twitch for Dummies. Now, double bell.
That deserves a double bell, man. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm excited, Chuck. I'm very excited about this. It was an idea that came to me after I'd been streaming for roughly 3 months, 4 months. Oh, actually, and I can tell you sort of the genesis of it. So one of the ways, now, just check me at the door if this doesn't sound familiar.
All right.
One of the ways that I've been learning how to stream has been watching other streamers.
That's a great way, just like podcasting.
Yeah.
Just like online forums, you know, you observe before you jump in and do it.
And there's this one this one Twitch streamer that I was watching. His name is Evil Aura. Good guy, Evil Aura, based out of Philly. And he was talking about his early days in Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, we've had to teach ourselves this stuff. We don't have a book. It'd be great if we had like a book. He even said, wouldn't it be great if we had a book like Twitch for Dummies? And I'm watching the stream going, he didn't just say that. And then
stop giving me ideas. I've got enough work to do.
And then the voice in the back of my head said, you know, T, I know you're working on that solo fiction novel, but, you know,
there's an opportunity.
You know, there's an opportunity.
Yep.
And here's the irony. Evil Aura, he's my technical editor on this.
Good.
I had to browbeat him into it. But I was like, no, dude, this, I need you there. I need you to be my TD. And he agreed. So the funny thing was that I pitched the book to John Wiley and Sons through Steve Hayes, our editor. And I pitched to him around the holidays, and it kind of fell off the rails. And I was like, oh, well, okay. And I just moved on, started working on the novel. And as I'm doing the last finishing touches on the novel and then going into edits, I get out of the blue this phone call from Steve going, hey, T, that Twitch for Dummies idea, you still interested? And I just started my new job.
Okay.
And I had to weigh the pros and cons of it. But the upside of the new job is I have a now this is not going to sound like an upside, but track with me. It's a 2-hour commute. It is a one-way 2-hour commute on the train.
Wow.
On the train. So what do I do when I'm on the train? I pull out my iPad. I start typing and I start writing, and that's going to be how I'm going to write this book. But the funny thing about Twitch for Dummies is I'm finding there is a very thin, I mean wafer thin, line between podcasting and streaming. It's almost as if they're almost a natural evolution. And I bring this up with Chuck here, because I know that I told Chuck about Twitch.
Yeah.
And then within a month after telling him about Twitch and what I was doing with it, suddenly he pops up doing ServiceNow, and he's got the whole setup and everything. So let me ask you, Chuck, being a podcaster, how easy was it to make the jump from podcasting to streaming?
Before I go there, I want to back up for just a second for any listeners who don't know what Twitch is. It is
a video streaming
service. That was, it came from Jason.tv, correct? Justin.tv.
Justin.tv, yes.
Justin.tv.
It started around 2011, 2012, and then it became Twitch.
And it's really been centered around gamers. And I could never wrap my head around, why would anybody want to watch someone else play a game? Isn't the fun in the game? And T was out here last year for PIY 2017 and ate up all my bandwidth watching Twitch.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, a little late.
I didn't realize I was going through your bandwidth like that. Sorry, Chuck.
It's like, why does my WebEx keep dropping out?
This is the kind of host that Chuck is. He didn't mention that at all. And
but I asked you, I said, what's the draw here, T? And the light bulb went on. He said, these are the subject matter experts. They know more than I do. I'm learning from them on right. Destiny 2, I think it was at the time.
Destiny 2. Yes, Destiny 2. And then eventually Fortnite.
When the light bulb went off over my head. I went, oh my gosh, Chuck, you're the subject matter expert on ServiceNow platform. You're already doing an hour or two a day in the online community. What if, just random thought, because that's the way my brain goes, is I comes up with ideas that I don't need to make more work. What if you took the resources you've already got, because we were doing our Technorama podcast live on YouTube and Facebook, and I said, what if we took that and took it to the streaming world? I've already got Wirecast Pro, and I've already got the studio and the backdrops to do a green screen. I said, this wouldn't take much in terms of physical effort. And it's been going very, very well. It's been well received. I've had great interaction from around the world. I hit this at 6 a.m. every morning, which means I got to get up at stupid dark 30. And
I know.
I can get people in Europe. I've got people in India. I've got people in Australia before they go to bed. And it's a wonderful experience to take that. And you're right. It's not a big effort to go from audio podcast to streaming. It really sharpens the senses, though, because you've got to be aware, and we'll cover a little bit more about this in our next episode, about the hazards of doing video podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But there's a lot of things to be aware of and watch out for. But in reality, it really wasn't a large transition from resources that I already had, skills that I already had, to bring that. And I've never done, I've done web series with even other podcasters, Dave Slusher and Craig Stepp at work, but not in this live, you talk, this totally unscripted method.
You're basically talking off the top of your head.
Yeah, and it's hard.
And that's where the talent in Twitch streamers come, because, you know, people go, oh, they're just playing a game. And there are streamers out there. There are streamers out there that will not talk. They will just play. They will literally sit there, play the game.
Yeah.
And they're getting thousands of listeners. They're getting thousands of viewers. And to this day, I don't get it. I don't get how they do it. But then you watch some of these other streamers that have hit that balance between talking and gaming.
Yeah.
Now, if the game starts to get intense, they start to talk less. But then they have this ability of turning the game into almost like a talk show environment. And they're commenting. It's almost like a cross between a talk show and MST3K. I remember in Destiny when Aura was in player versus player mode called the Crucible, he would come in, he'd come around a corner, he'd blow away two guys and go, hi, my name is Evil Aura, nice to meet you, and then he just keep on going. You know, I mean, you would get stuff like that throughout. There was a very popular streamer, Dr. Lupo. He was playing a game where he killed an NPC, and the NPC is coughing, you know, and Lupo's going, shh, shh, it's okay, just it's okay, you know, and it was there's like this inherent comic thread being woven into this very intense game that you were watching. But it's that ability to multitask and engage with chat in real time. You see just the level of talent that these people have in breaking down the game, in talking to chat, and also to even bring up topics that have nothing to do with the game whatsoever.
Yes.
Somebody described when I was getting up at O Dark 30 at the time, and I was streaming. Not from Chuck's bandwidth, I promise you. But I was just watching streams. But when you when I was doing my morning show, and it kind of happens again when I do my because I have one day where I can stream from early morning into like early afternoon, but people were describing it as less of a gaming Twitch channel and more like a talk show. Because people would come on and we would be playing the game, But then we'd be talking about just non-sequential stuff that had nothing to do with the game whatsoever. I remember one of the most engaging conversations I think I had with my fire team one early morning. We were talking about great TV shows from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and it became 80s and 90s. And we were like talking about shows like The A-Team, Quantum Leap, stuff like that. And then we started going into the back catalog of like the really rare shows that made it like half a season. They were really good, but just weird as F. And, you know, you know, where did you put those shows? And it was really, it became very much a almost like a roundtable discussion. And yeah. When I was doing that in the morning, I became people's early morning wake up show. And they'd be getting ready to work.
And that's very much the same venue as a podcast. Like you said,
exactly.
This is wafer thin because there are a lot of podcasts that start on a topic and then it's stream of consciousness from there between a group of friends. And the game really becomes a backdrop at that point.
But to take it back even more, streaming becomes almost a look back at what podcasting was in 2006.
Yeah,
because you get onto people are chatting and then a streamer may recognize another streamer and they go, hey, T-Monster, how you doing? Hey, can I get a shout out for the T-Monster? And then someone will throw in chat a command called shout out or SO T-Monster. And then it will say, check out T-Monster stream at, you know, the web URL.
Yeah.
So that's cool. That's very cool. Now, also a throwback too is when everybody talks about the Twitch community. And it's exactly like podcasting as it was back in 2005, 2006. People know this person who knows this person who knows this person. There's a lot of cross promotion. They even have this thing. It's a lot of fun. It's called a multicam. And what happens is that here's my recommendations for multicams. You only pick one for audio.
Okay.
Because when you do a multicam, you have 4 to 5 different Twitch streams on one screen all happening at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that sounds distracting. But if you have one person that you're listening to from the audio version or listening to the audio and you mute all the others, you then see the perspective of the game from every player that's involved. And that's pretty cool. But again, it's also a way of cross promotion.
Yeah.
And there's also a lot of not just support, but there's something that I wish podcasting had actually latched on to back in the day that Twitch has really gotten a hold on. And it's charity streams. Everybody thinks it's just about gamers, but there are a lot of gamers that say, hey, you know what? I've got an audience. I want to do something good.
Oh,
and the biggest charity that I've seen on Twitch has been St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
To give you an idea of how much money Twitch is generating for St. Jude's, there's an event I'm going to in July. So there's going to be a time shift when this drops. But I'm going to this event called Guardian Con, and they said, you know, last year our goal was to raise $500,000 for St. Jude's. We raised $1 million. We want to see if we can double that.
Wow.
So what they did was they started doing charity streams before Guardian Con. Their goal was to get as close to or just over $1 million before Guardian Con even starts.
Mm-hmm.
So with 9 days before Guardian Con was supposed to start, they cracked $1 million.
Hmm.
And so wrap your brain around this. Playing video games, these Twitch streamers have already raised $1 million. And they're planning to raise another $1 million during the event.
That's awesome.
And I'm telling you, I think they can do it.
I think the reason that works is because you've got that central service, Twitch, and podcasting in the original days was...
It was all over the place.
The only thing central was Apple as iTunes as a directory.
Yeah. I do make it sound like a digital utopia, but they have their own share of problems too. We talked about, like, for example, we talked about, how people like to cross promote.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing you don't want to do, it's considered bad etiquette and for good reasons, to just come on a stream and then start spamming that stream with your stream,
sure,
with your Twitch stream, or saying, well, I'm off to go stream now, you know, and you can find me here. You know, that sort of drive by promo. Yeah, that's rude. That's rude. And you get trolls. that like to heckle, and which brings in that whole element of the live audience, something that we rarely had in podcasting. But I will say another thing that's a throwback and a natural evolution from podcasting to streamer is the way streamers like to talk about their rigs. I'm gaming on this PC, streaming on this PC, using this video card. I've got this RAM. I'm using this cooler. I mean, they will tell you what their stream is.
That's a very, again, we did that a lot in the early days because you were helping other podcasters recognize what are the capabilities. What do I need to get started if I wanted to do that? Maybe there's an upgrade that you're interested in. Maybe I'm on the wrong platform entirely, to take advantage of, this game or that service or something. So, there's a helpful element in there that you're right. I don't hear that too much unless it's a show like this about podcasting.
Well, now here's my one hang up though with the Twitch community. A lot of people take their content and turn it into a podcast.
Okay.
Or at least that's what they say.
That's what they say. Here we go.
and I'm the guy who's in the podcast. I'm in the Twitch stream and they're like, they're like, I do a podcast. Well, I go, really? Where's your podcast? Oh, it's on YouTube.
Yeah. Where can I get the feed?
And I said, well, where can I get the RSS feed? And they go, I don't have an RSS feed.
Then you're not podcasting.
And that's what I say. A couple of times in chat, people have said, who are you to say what is and what isn't a podcast? And I'm honest. I go, do me a favor. Look up T. Morris on Google right now. And I've had some Twitch streamers do this. Go, all right, you know what? I'm going to look up T. Morris on the interwebs. I'm going to go ahead and do this. Okay, it's coming up. Wait. That's in the For Dummies series? The Real For Dummies series? I'm like, yeah. This is the third edition, Sparky. How you doing?
Yeah.
And suddenly I become the Twitch, the stream's best friend. Because, and I'm like, but it's my big trigger. It is my huge trigger on Twitch.
You love it.
That I do. I do love it. There's a dark, dark, nasty side of trollish side of me that loves it. But there are some people that they do take their Twitch streams and they turn them into podcasts.
Yeah.
And it's really clever. And it's, again, very easy to do. They already have the equipment. All they have to do is pull the audio. And I will say, I'm now finding most of them do have RSS feeds. It's just those few. I have to go, let me recommend you a book. But, But many of them, they'll record the show live and they've got the chat there. The chat's giving them content. And so it becomes not only stream of consciousness for you, the podcaster, but then you got the feed that's bringing in questions and asking questions. It's really a fascinating journey. And, and again, one thing that Chuck has proven, has been that it's not Twitch and streaming on a whole is not necessarily about video games. It really can be about anything. There are Twitch streams on photography. There are Twitch streams on cooking. There are Twitch streams on music. There's actually a directory called IRL in real life. And it's just people talking about Twitch or talking about their day. It becomes a talk show.
And I want to throw something else in here before we get too far. It doesn't have to be Twitch. You can live stream on YouTube. Or Facebook. You can go a number of places to do these live streams. I think as of this recording, they're thinking about opening up something on Instagram. So there's lots of venues. Go where your audience is. I find that although I'm simulcasting every morning on YouTube and Twitch, there's often more viewers on YouTube because I already had that ready-made audience through our ServiceNow community that they know that they're getting video content there and they'd subscribe to that channel. So every day at 6 a.m., they get an alert that says, hey, Chuck is live. I went, okay.
Yeah. So and they then jump going on. Back to that, there's Mixer. Mixer's a new streaming service. There's one that I'm seeing ads for that I've been tempted to poke around and see what they're all about, but they call themselves Caffeine. And it is not all about Twitch, but Twitch has been around the longest.
Yes.
I would say they're the Facebook of streaming. And, I would suggest look into it and see if it's something for you, because if you've been podcasting for a while, this could be the next step for you. It has been for me. And now I'm writing the book on it and we'll see what happens next. It is going to be fun. But if you got questions about Twitch or if you got questions about streaming or about how podcasting and streaming can work together as Chuck and I are finding out, well, then go ahead and drop us a voicemail at 703-791-1701 or email at pfdauthors@gmail.com. Or we've got this thing called podcastingfordummies.com. It's a fancy schmancy blog where not only is this podcast found, but all kinds of other stuff is there as well. You can also check us out on Facebook. Just look up Podcasting for Dummies. We're there. And you can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at PFDAuthors. And remember, folks, the Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast, is protected by a non-commercial, no derivative, share alike, United States people and our license. You can find out more about their license at creativecommons.org. And in all of these episodes, I don't know if I've even mentioned this, but Podcasting for Dummies, the third edition, not the second,
yes,
but the third edition, which you should be buying, not the second edition. Stop buying the damn second edition. Is available at bookstores everywhere. You can pick one up today.
Good point.
Or go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and pick up your copy there. But until next time, I'm T. Morris.
And I'm Chuck Tomasi.
And on behalf of both of us, pot on.